North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
You learned more in this past hour about what's really going on in Wheeling than you had probably in the last year by reading these useless local newspapers and also the TV shows, the news shows. They don't cover any of this stuff. They gloss over everything. They always talk about the do-gooders and they're, you know, trying to do this and trying to do that, but they never show you the filth, the disgusting conditions, and tell you about what's really going on with the drugs and with the cell phones and with the everything else. Carly Dittmer's done more in the way of journalism in the past 24 hours than most of these idiots have done with the local media for the past year regarding the homeless situation. And shame on Denny Magruder, a nice man, very nice man, good, decent human being, wonderful wife, everything. Great family, but boy, oh boy, I really expected him to clean up Wheeling and to finally solve this horrible problem with these vagrants. It's getting worse. Getting worse. Meanwhile, they're all congratulating themselves at the recent meeting they had about the, I don't know, the state of the city or whatever the hell it's called. And it's like, oh, yes, we're all doing great work. We're tearing down buildings that nobody wants to buy. And we're building parking garages that nobody wants to park in. Aren't we doing great? Meanwhile, the vagrants are destroying the quality of life in this once great city. It's so pathetic. It's just so so pathetic. And again, I'm the only one who brings up these issues, including all the money that these people are getting from Social Security, SSI, and the other one with the disability income. The reason that they can afford to live their pathetic lifestyles is because we pay them. And no one ever seems to want to address that. They want to avoid that at all costs. When's the last time the local media did any story about where the money is coming from regarding these people? How do they afford their alcohol? How do they afford their drugs? Carly was talking about all the stealing they do to get money in order to buy their drugs. Nobody's talking about SSI or disability income at all. I'm the only one who's doing all of this. And I'm the bad guy? Really? Story's been going on for at least 10 years, maybe 15 years. The city, different mayors and city council members, oh, yeah, something needs to be done about this. Let's throw some more money at it. Nothing happens. Carly just broke some news that she has been assured by this woman, I mean her source, that they sign in at the Life Hub, but then they don't stay. But the more people they can get to sign in, the more money that they get. Is anybody minding the store? Is anybody paying attention to this other than Dimitri? I mean, seriously? And it never ends. It just never ends. It just never ends. Thank God for Carly Dittmer. Thank God for her and for her ride, actually, for bringing her today. Next, we got a problem here in the Valley. We have a politician, a failed politician, but a politician nevertheless, who is trying to help the illegals avoid deportation, trying to help the illegals avoid the feds coming after them, trying to help the illegals. Forget about the victims of the illegals. Forget about them. Have you noticed how all these people who supposedly care about the illegals never care about the victims of the illegals? Have you noticed that? I have. So this failed politician is now posting advice for illegals to help them avoid being deported. And when I read this post, I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. So I reached out to this failed politician, email, Facebook Messenger, saying, hey, we're going to be talking about you. We want to get your side. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But I did try. Here's the post. ICE citing reported in Wheeling. This failed politician is posting that, well, immigration and custom enforcement, Trump's people have been spotted in Wheeling. Well, thank God they've been spotted in Wheeling. But this failed politician is warning the illegals, hey, be on the lookout because now, you know, now they're here. And this failed politician has posted, know your rights when facing ICE. ICE is shorthand for immigration. Finally, you know, Trump's people are coming in and they're getting rid of the illegals, thank God, because that's what we all voted for. Know your rights when facing ICE. Number one, you don't have to open the door. ICE does not have the right to enter your home without a valid warrant signed by a judge. Number two, you can ask them to leave. If they don't have a warrant and go inside your home, you can ask them to step outside and let them know you don't consent to search. Mind you, this is a failed politician in Wheeling giving advice to illegals. Number three, you can stay silent. The Fifth Amendment protects your right to remain silent and to not incriminate yourself. Number four, you don't have to share personal info. You're not obligated to provide personal information. Anything you say or do can be used against you. Number five, you don't have to sign anything or hand over documents. You don't have any obligation to sign any document without speaking to an attorney. And number six, you have the right to speak to an attorney. If you're detained, you can ask to speak to your attorney. ICE doesn't provide attorneys, so try to consult one in advance. ICE sighting reported in Wheeling. And who is this failed politician? Why, it's none other than the former city council member, Rosemary Ketchum, who ran for mayor and failed, of course. Rosemary Ketchum, who supposedly cares about the quality of life here in Wheeling, which of course is a joke because she's all for the vagrants and the junkies and the bums and the hobos, is now giving advice to illegals, how to avoid even being arrested, let alone deported. And so my question is this. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. I am not a lawyer. Is this legal? Can a failed politician, this Rosemary Ketchum, be allowed to interfere to this degree to prevent Donald Trump from doing what you voted for him to do, and that is to get rid of the illegals? Is this the type of thing that we need to alert ICE about? That this Rosemary Ketchum is giving advice to illegals about how not to be captured and then deported, or if you prefer, repatriated to their countries of origin? I mean, just when you thought it couldn't possibly get any worse for these Democrats, these leftists who just, they obviously hate America. They love the illegals. They don't have any concerns about the victims of illegals. You never hear them talk about this. You never hear them talk about the victims of the illegals, only the illegals. And now you've got this Rosemary Ketchum character, failed politician, when she ran for city council and won. I think she won like two or three votes. I mean, it was just, it was remarkable that she won and then ran for mayor and of course lost badly, humiliating loss. Couldn't even control her own website. I broke that story. Her website for mayor of Wheeling had so many glaring errors, it was unbelievable. She didn't know her own address, didn't know her own phone number, didn't know what state she was in. It was absolutely unbelievable. I did a whole show on this. She couldn't control her own website, and she was going to control, you know, being mayor of Wheeling. I mean, what an utter complete joke this woman is. And now Rosemary Ketchum, as if she hasn't done enough damage by being an advocate for these vagrants who continue to destroy our city. Now she is giving tips to illegals how to avoid being arrested and telling the illegals there's an ICE sighting reported in Wheeling. She posts this on Facebook. So what do we do with her? Is this legal? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But I thought it was illegal to interfere with the feds doing their job, a job that was assigned to them with the blessings of the voters back in November. Donald Trump won a landslide victory. The Electoral College, the population, the regular vote, Senate, House, different state legislatures, every county in America, even the deepest blue ones, had an increase toward red because of Donald Trump. The popular vote, the Electoral College vote, we all said the same thing. Get rid of these illegals. Protect us from these monsters. And here you have Rosemary Ketchum. And again, I reached out to Rosemary Ketchum on Facebook, also by email. No response. No response. I bet you if I reached out to her as an illegal alien, she'd respond. But Rosemary Ketchum, failed politician, now trying to help illegals not get caught, and in fact warning them, there's an ICE sighting reported in Wheeling. And once again, I would be more than happy to have Rosemary Ketchum come on, give her equal time, in fact, as much time as she wants, to give us her side of this. I'd be happy to do it. I have no problem with that. In fact, I think it'd be good radio. Man, plus it's fair to her. But again, we reached out to her. No response. No response at all. So what do we do with her? Anything? Again, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know how close you can get to the line of interfering with what the feds are doing before it becomes illegal. This might be perfectly legal. I don't know. But ICE sighting reported in Wheeling. Know your rights when facing ICE. I wonder how many posts Rosemary Ketchum made about the victims of illegals and what they could do to get compensation, to get justice, anything. I wonder how many posts Rosemary Ketchum made on Facebook showing any compassion whatsoever for the victims of illegals. I wonder how many. You think 10? You think 5? You think even 1? The answer is I don't know. If I had to guess, my guess would be none. If she's a typical liberal, a typical Democrat, today's Democratic Party. My best guess, none. So next time you see Rosemary Ketchum, you might want to say to her, hey, Dimitri was talking about you, your Facebook post. And by the way, she blocked me on Facebook. And yet I do have ways of doing workarounds, and I'm not going to disclose all my secrets, but I did reach out to her two different ways. No response. So I now I want you to reach out to her. If you know Rosemary Ketchum, this failed politician in Wheeling, and say to her, Dimitri was talking about you and he has a real problem with you helping illegals. And by the way, he'll be more than happy to give you equal time on his show to give us your side. And it's true, I would. So reach out to her and let her know, open invitation.